This is a bonus episode of Flow Dreaming. Hey guys, welcome to today's episode, 6 things you can do right now to go touch free. Again, this is bonus because this will be a short one, but also because, well, yeah, I talk about flow dreaming and consciousness quite a bit, but I have been spending a lot of time in recent weeks not just helping people with their minds and their emotions and what they're co-creating, but just plain stuff. Like the few things that I'm going to cover right now are things that I've shared with my parents and some friends who weren't aware that you could do so much to make sure that your hands aren't touchy-touchy on everything. It's really simple. So let's get going, and I'm going to give you some really good ideas, I hope, 6 of them that you can implement today and start feeling a little more relaxed and at ease about the whole social distancing thing.
It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
All right, so we're jumping in here to episode number 631. Again, I hope this just gives you some good things you can do this week to help you feel more relaxed, at ease, and in control of your life. Well, to the degree we believe that we can when we are in flow, right? First of all, if you are still manually putting your credit card into card readers, please stop. I mean, just stop. It's so easy not to do that anymore. That means if you're used to going to the grocery store and you got to stick your card in, you got a little sign on the screen, you got to grab the little plastic pen thing, maybe you're at the pharmacy doing the same thing. If you're like me, you're looking around for the hand sanitizer right afterwards because you know 100 different people just, you know, did this. Anytime you see a card reader now, you want to ask the person who is there, hey, do they accept Apple Pay or Android Pay? So these are 2 apps. You get them on your phone. Basically, you download it, free to use, no charge, no surcharges or extra fees. You attach your credit card or your debit card to this little app, and then you just wave the app right in front of the credit card terminal. You just hold it in front of it. You don't touch anything, and it communicates with it, beep, 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 and now your purchase is done, and you've actually been able to go completely through the credit card line or through the payment without having touched a thing, not a terminal, not a pen, not even the little plastic card, taking it in and out of your own wallet or purse. So that's 1. Go get it. So easy. It is not technologically hard to set up at all. If you're at all nervous, have someone younger than you help you, you know, download the app and get your card put in. All right, next. So I was talking with my mom yesterday. She's a painter, and she's got gorgeous paintings. By the way, you can see them online at godisalwayshappy.com. That's her website. She's got these gorgeous paintings, and when people purchase them, she is used to wrapping them up and trotting down to the post office and standing in line and getting them mailed off. So recently I set something up where I said, hey, you know, you don't have to do that anymore, Mom. As long as you have the envelope at home and a printer, here's what we're going to do. She can now, if she has a good weight for her paintings, and usually they're about the same, so once she knows, she knows. What you do is you go to USPS.com. That's basically the United States Postal Service.com. This is for US. I'm sure in your own country you've got the same thing. You go ahead and you just fill out, I want to mail a package. You fill out all the information. It doesn't give you quite as many options as if you go stand in line, but basically you can set up an account with them and you can buy stamps that way and have them delivered to your door. I do that all the time. I've been doing that for years. So I never have to go get stamps. And also you will print out a shipping label that you just tape to the front of your package. And then my mom says, but don't I still have to put it in a post box? No. If you just take any package, it's just like regular mail. If you have it stamped and addressed and paid for, you put the little flag up on your mailbox or just stick it right out in front of your mailbox with a little note, please pick up. And the postal person will pick up your package, take it off, and get it shipped for you. That is an entire post office run you do not have to do anymore. Think about that. Tip number 3. Ooh, grocery delivery. Everybody's been talking about this one. So I'm relating a little bit to my life because my mother-in-law is in her 90s and we've been trying to figure out how do we take care of her well right now. Well, if you have an older person, please, 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 now is the time to get them signed up for Meals on Wheels. This is just not just for invalids or people who can't, you know, get out of the house easily. If you are an older person and you are potentially, you know, going to have a greater risk of exposure or consequences from it, Meals on Wheels is the most phenomenal group I have ever come across. And by the way, all these places that I'm mentioning today, I have zero affiliation with. I'm not getting any fees or kickbacks or anything. These are just companies that I've done business with or know about that I wanted to share with you, okay? Meals on Wheels, I actually have done business with because my mother-in-law. But nonetheless, grocery delivery. So my husband and I have been playing with this idea for a while of getting imperfect produce delivered. And I don't know why we didn't set it up a couple years ago. I think because I was thinking instead I'd rather go to some of my local farm co-ops and do their weekly deliveries and support a little closer to home. But if you are looking for something and you're having trouble and you've heard about Amazon Fresh, you've heard about Instacart, you've heard about some of these sites that will deliver groceries to your home, good. There are tons more you can explore and some of them are really fascinating. For instance, there's one called imperfectfoods.com. There's another one called misfitsmarket.com. And there are plenty others, but those two I find interesting because they actually give food that's typically rejected by grocery stores and or even restaurants at times because, you know, the carrot might be bent or the onion is undersized, and so they can't sell it with the regular sized onions. I mean, just things that really you could overlook. But you can get produce organic for like 35% off. So I'm signing up for one of these, and I'll be testing it out in the weeks ahead. Yes, they are delayed right now, like everybody, but it is there for you. And if it helps you eat fresh produce because you've already done your grocery runs and your pantry's stocked up, I think they are a fantastic alternative. I also ran across one this morning where I can order wild fish and salmon online, and I'm considering that one too. So I haven't worked with that company or any of these actually, but look it up, Google it, wild fish delivery or organic meats delivered. And don't stop with the first one you see and say, oh, it's too expensive. Keep looking. There are a lot of places that are doing this now, so it's pretty cool. Okay, next thing, booze. I love it. We go between organic produce to booze. Yes, we drink. Oh, those old people, all of us, we are, well, anybody over 21, we drink. And once you've been sheltering in place for 4 weeks with your family, you might notice you're really craving that, you know, gin and tonic, whereas before you didn't. Not that I'm saying you should drink more by any stretch, but yes, you can get your booze delivered. Fascinating, isn't it? Here in California, we have a place called BevMo. They will either deliver it to you for a small fee, or you will be able to purchase it online, and then they will have curbside pickup for you. So if you're wondering, how do I get booze, and or will the grocery stores deliver it? Check it out. They may. In fact, here in California, They've also lightened up restrictions on restaurants. So they know that people aren't dining in. They're now allowing you to order a pizza and a carafe of wine to go, which is, you know, that's a staple in our family. There's a pizza place we love, and we always go and we get two extra large pizzas, an extra large salad, and a carafe of house wine, house Chianti, something that my father-in-law was very, I don't know. That was his thing, so it always makes me think of him. So yes, they will now deliver that, at least in California, so check it out. Next thing, prescriptions. I know this can feel like a real pain in the butt to transfer your prescriptions, and believe me, we know, because we have to pick up lots of different prescriptions for different people in our family, again, such as mother-in-law, myself. So recently, I was able to get our prescriptions switched over to 3-month deliveries. I did this before coronavirus, and I'm so delighted that I was able to jump on that before everybody else. I think that you can still do it. I don't know for sure, but you need to check with your insurance company. The old way of doing things was every 30 days you had to hustle your butt into the pharmacy and pick up your prescription and wait in line round and round. They don't want people doing that now, and they know that it's not safe to get a bunch of people standing in line in their pharmacy. So a lot of these places are waiving delivery fees completely. Call your pharmacy and ask. If they don't have a program that's inexpensive or no fee, call your insurance company and ask. Say, can you please switch all of these? Help me do it. Now, you might have to commit an hour of your morning. Like, make it your chore on Saturday morning. I'm going to get on the phone for an hour. I'm going to get this done. It is such a relief having this stuff come to you now. Always knowing that should you need an emergency prescription, you can always go to your local pharmacy, pick it up at, you know, the middle of the night. I know as a mom of kids, there's always that 10 p.m. emergency prescription for something you suddenly need. You can still do that. It doesn't mean everything has to come through the mail. Last quick tip that I have for you guys, social life. Yes, you can do that virtually too, the no-touch social life. We do get lonely. We do get stir crazy, especially if you're living alone, or maybe it's just you and your partner, or you and a roommate, and you're like, I love you, but I just can't look at you one more day. Use Zoom or any other online conferencing system. Google Hangouts is still an option. All you need to do is, again, go onto your browser, do a search. Zoom has been offering free accounts for people for shorter meetings. Zoom is wonderful. I've used them for years. They've actually been the backbone of my business, Flow Dreaming. So I've already been using them for a long time, but there are lots of places you can do this. Have a virtual party with your friends. I've been doing this pretty much every week for the last 3 weeks. Different groups of friends, we're getting together. We call it virtual cocktail hour. Speaking of the gin and tonic, we all show up and we hang out and we just talk and share about what's going on at work and with our kids and so forth. I've also introduced my son to Zoom because he can't go play with his friends now. And he's going to be out of school for 6 months. That's what they're now saying in California. So now what he does is he jumps on Zoom with his buddies. And he gets 4 or 5. Last time I saw, he had 10 friends all there. And they were playing Dungeons and Dragons. Remember that old game, D&D, together? But it's a board game, and they can play, and yes, they're technically on a screen, but they're still utilizing their social skills, people skills, etc. So I think it's a healthy alternative to just, you know, playing games or videos or whatever. You can also get your kids together to do exercising together. You can, of course, a lot of the companies in town have switched over their live classes to virtual. I know in my town, several of the yoga studios are now offering virtual yoga classes. So instead of going in person, I can still get my yoga done. I can still watch the instructor. I can still show up and have the same accountability. So think about that. Again, another no-touch way of being involved. So those are six things that you can do right off the bat that will immediately limit your exposure. Again, the bigger picture here, and the reason it's in flow dreaming and in my world right now, is it's not just about preventing viruses and you know, transmission. It's about that sense of relief, exhalation that comes. In fact, that reminds me of the beginning of my show and the music. It's that feeling of relief. Right? I've heard that 1,000 times, but it's true. We want that feeling of relief, relaxation, one more thing off my list. Now imagine, no more credit card terminals, no more post office, no, you know, way fewer grocery store visits. You got your booze if you drink. If you're not a drinker, skip it. You're getting your prescriptions now taken care of, and you're still seeing people, and you haven't touched anybody. You haven't left your house. So if you put this into place, you could actually spend pretty much, remember how I said Saturday morning, start with the prescriptions, take 1 hour? Spend 4 hours. Make it be a, you know, part of bill paying day. Get them done. Boom, boom, boom. Get yourself set up on each one. After that, it's a snap. And these things are very, very easy to get done. Do not let the technology put you off. If anything, call up your kid and say, hey, walk me through it. How do I do this? Believe me, I hear from my mom probably 4 or 5 times a week with that exact kind of question. So we are all ready for it and prepared to help each other. Okay. Love you guys. A quick little note. We'll be coming back with a regular episode happening next. That'll be episode number 632. In the meantime, I really hope to see you starting Money Flow again in May. This is going to be our cash flow recovery program. Yes, we've been talking a lot about health, but I know a lot of people are equally concerned about rebooting their own personal economies, right? Where's my cash? Where's my job? So we're going to be shifting gears in May, and I'm going to be running a 4-week program with you guys, meeting with you live weekly. Yes, there will be a cost to it. No, it won't be extraordinary. It's going to be, I hope, fingers crossed, within your budget, but of high enough value that I'm giving you all the resources that you need at the same time, which includes worksheets, of course, MP3s, flow dreams, pre-recorded classes, all the stuff that you can jump into. And don't kid me, I know we're going to have enough time. So for the first time ever, you can't say, I don't have time. You've got time. Not only that, but this is so critical for you right now. So cash flow recovery is coming up. If you are still worried about your health, of course, or someone you love, I do encourage you to jump on over to flowdreaming.com and get the powerful immunity and protection playlist. In fact, I'll play a little spot for it right after here when I finish up, so you know where to find it. Okay, everybody, love to you all. I'll see you at the I Love Flow Dreaming Facebook group, which is free. Just request to join. And until next time, stay healthy, stay well, and stay in flow. Hey friends, quick note about the Powerful Immunity and Protection playlist. I made this to help you right now with your health, to support your immunity. It's to help you manage your mind, manage your emotions, manage your fear, and also encourage the ancient cellular wisdom of your body. Believe me, your body. Thousands of generations of humans came before you. It has an innate wisdom that is off the charts. And I'd love to see you start talking with it. I'd love to see you start asking for its help, supporting it, and just giving it an overflow of your beautiful, gorgeous, strong, positive emotion. Getting into flow with your immune system, both physically and emotionally. So check it out, the Powerful Immunity and Protection playlist. You can find it right now at flowdreaming.com. You can also find it via the app. If you don't have the Flow Dreaming app, just open up your mobile device and go to your app store and download it. And you'll find it right there in the health section. Blessings to you all, and stay well.